This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Nick Delacanal. Governor-elect Roy Cooper says Republican leaders of the North Carolina General Assembly will call a special session tomorrow to repeal House Bill 2. That follows a surprise move from the Charlotte City Council, which this morning voted unanimously to repeal its own expansion of the city's non-discrimination ordinance. Joining us for more on this is WFAE's David Borax. David, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts and city council members have considered a similar deal earlier this year. Governor Pat McCrory said he would consider calling a special session to repeal House Bill 2 if Charlotte repealed its expanded ordinance first. But the city ultimately rejected that deal. So what's changed? Why now?
Well, Nick, HB 2 is definitely still taking a toll on North Carolina, both in jobs and events, and the state's reputation as well. I talked to a number of people at City Hall this morning who said it's time to repeal both the city ordinance and the state law to break this logjam. Here's Jeff Tart.
You know, I think the big thing is let's just reset. Go back to where we were prior to both ordinances, and then let's move forward. Let's not necessarily just drop the topic, but let's get all the stakeholders around the table and work for a collaborative solution going forward that protects everybody appropriately.
And Tart is a state senator from Cornelius, and he thinks there is a will in the legislature to overturn HB 2 if all the stars are aligned right here.
So some people have objected to the way city council held its vote on the issue this morning. Is that correct?
That's right. It came up at a scheduled legislative briefing with members of the Charlotte area delegation, but there was no advance notice that the ordinance would be discussed at this meeting. It was first reported by WBTV. The last time this was discussed, many in the LGBT community urged the city not to repeal the ordinance. There was a feeling that, we shouldn't make the first move on this. But I think the needle has really changed on this. City Council member and Mayor Pro Tem Vi Lyles says the vote was necessary.
Taking the action today was a prerequisite to any change, and we needed this change. We have seen it from every level, from jobs to recruitment of new jobs.
She talked about people in the hospitality industry, for one thing, like at the arena or convention center, who've lost their jobs and their incomes, and she thinks it's time to do something about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, this story is still developing, but both Governor-elect Roy Cooper and outgoing Governor Pat McCrory have both issued statements on this morning's votes. What have they been saying?
Well, minutes after the vote, Cooper issued a statement saying that both Tim Moore and Phil Berger, the legislative leaders, have promised to call a special session for tomorrow, and that suggests that he maybe knew about this vote in Charlotte beforehand. Governor McCrory's office issued a statement criticizing the city council for little notice, but he said he's always advocated for repeal of the Charlotte ordinance, and as promised, he will now call a special session.
All right, David Borax, thank you so much.
Thanks, Nick.
This is WFAE News.